This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. U.S. pork exports surpassed the $6 billion mark for the fourth year in a row, with about 4.8 billion pounds of pork and pork variety meats exported last year. Pork Checkoff Trade Committee Chair Brian Zimmerman says strong global partnerships and rising demand across the globe for U.S. pork meant that despite record prices, the pork industry continued to see growing revenue from exports. Still, the industry faced many challenges, including market closures, increasing competition, export port issues, a high-valued U.S. dollar, and global trade shifts, according to Pork Checkoff Vice President of International Marketing, Becca Hendricks. But just 5 years after setting an aggressive goal of 10% growth in real per capita consumer expenditures, the National Pork Board announced it met that goal with 15.7% growth since 2009. National Pork Board President Dale Norton says 2014 was a fantastic year for growth. Overall, Norton says there was less pork to sell due to the impact of the porcine epidemic diarrhea virus, so growth in the second half of the year came largely from higher prices. A Syngenta official is refuting claims being made by various law firms about the damage incurred by farmers due to China's rejection of corn and dried distillers' grains containing the unapproved MIR-162 event. Those claims are the basis for more than 100 class action lawsuits against the technology provider. Syngenta's AgriSure Viptera trait lead, Dwayne Martin, said the Chinese export ban did not lead to the drop in corn prices starting in 2013. Instead, it was the result of the surplus of corn after back-to-back years of near-to-record production.
Between July and October of 2013, corn price dropped about 32%, from about $6.50 to about $4.50 a bushel. The first load of corn containing AgriSure Viptera wasn't rejected in China until November of that year. The drop in corn price was due to a supply and demand situation, not due to the AgriSure Viptera situation.
Plus, he says the Chinese export market for U.S. corn was extremely small to start with.
They imported less than a tenth of a percent of the U.S. corn crop in 2010 when we launched the AgriSure Viptera trait. They imported about 1% of the U.S. corn crop in 2012 and 13.
Martin also refutes claims that Syngenta knowingly told farmers that MIR-162 event was approved in China.
We were always open and very transparent with our customers that AgriSure Viptera was awaiting import approval in China. The problem was that the Chinese regulatory system became so unpredictable, we simply couldn't tell when the trait was going to be approved. No, there was no point at which we misled growers in any way.
He says farmers planting AgriSure Viptera did not have to sign channeling agreements, but they did sign stewardship contracts just as they do for all biotech products. The Illinois Pork Producers Association will hold its annual Legislative Day and Legislative Reception March 17th in Springfield. Pork producers and industry representatives are encouraged to participate. The IPPA Legislative Day will begin at 1:30 in the afternoon at the State House Inn in downtown Springfield. Tim Myers, interim IPPA executive director, and Larry O'Brien, IPPA lobbyist, will provide a legislative overview of issues affecting the pork industry. Pre-registration is required by March 10th for meal counts. For more information or to register, you can contact the IPPA office at 217-529-3100 or visit www.ilpork.com. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this. The Soy Checkoff invites farmers to learn about the impact that U.S. soy's biggest customers make on farmers' bottom lines during this year's See for Yourself program. From now until April 4th, U.S. soybean farmers ages 18 and older can apply for the See for Yourself program. Kansas soybean farmer Lavelle Windsor, one of last year's participants, says the program also allows farmers to evaluate checkoff programs.
Oh, I think it's a great opportunity for people to really see how their checkoff dollars are used, the exposure to different things. It's hard to even put into words because it's much deeper exposure than I ever expected it to be.
During the See for Yourself program, participants are introduced to their customers and see the results of their checkoff investments up close.
Before I went on the See for Yourself program, I knew that the checkoff dollars were important, but I guess I really could not put a finger on exactly why that was. And I feel like I have a much greater understanding of how checkoff dollars are used and where the investments are, both at home and then abroad as well. I think it's probably money well spent by U.S. farmers.
This year's See for Yourself program will take place July 30th through August 7th. 10 soybean farmers from across the country will be chosen to participate. To apply, you can visit unitedsoybean.org/seeforyourself. Hamilton's hay auction took place this past Saturday. I spoke with Mike Hamilton for a review of the auction.
Well, Angela, we had an extremely large amount of hay, and we had a great buyer participation. We ended up with around 3,315 bales total, and on the small squares, we had 1,288 bales of alfalfa. The lower end hay was at $2.75 per bale. We had some premium alfalfa, as high as $7.70 a bale. Most of it was in the price range of $5 to $7. Small squares of alfalfa grass, we had 750 bales, and it was from $2 to $3.50. 631 bales of straight grass hay from $1.75 to $3 per bale. About 100 bales of straw from $3.60 to $4.10. In the round bales, we had 195 bales, and we had 65 bales of alfalfa from $20 to $32 per bale. We had 50 bales of just straight grass from $24 up to $40 on some nice hay stored inside. Ended up with 12 bales of alfalfa grass at $43. We had 68 bales of Reed's Canary at $28 to $26 per bale. 350 3x3s. We had 170 bales of alfalfa. We had some utility hay at $31. Had some pretty nice hay at $44. Ended up 52 bales of alfalfa grass from $44 to a top of $59 per bale. And we had 62 bales of grass hay at $40 per bale. Ended up with 60 bales of 3x3s of straw. Long stem, it was really nice, bright straw at $44 per bale.
Well, it sounds like it was certainly a great auction. If anyone has any questions, how can they get a hold of you?
They can reach me anytime on my cell phone at 618-410-4293.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton with Hamilton's Hay Auction. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.